Tonight's topic is the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, specifically the Kedusha of Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh, which is an appropriate topic as Yom Yerushalayim, the 50th Yom Yerushalayim, will be observed this coming week, with Hashem. But it's also connected to Parshas Bechukosai, at least in two ways. Number one, in the Tochacha, we have the following Pasuk, Perakavav Pasuk Kafei. The Torah says, "Ve'vesi aleichem cherev no kemes nekam beris v'nesavtem alarechem v'shilachti dever besochachem v'nitatem beyadoyev." So you're going to be gathered into your cities to avoid the sword, and then there's going to be dever, and you're going to be given to the hands of your enemies. Says Rashi, "V'shilachti dever besochachem." Because you're going to be affected by this dever, you're going to be given into the hands of your enemies that are besieging you. Because the din is, you're not allowed to leave over a dead body overnight in Yerushalayim. Because there's no choice, they can't leave the mace in Yerushalayim, they're going to bring him outside the city limits to bury him. Then you're going to be ambushed by the enemies. This is a reference to one of the halachas that pertain to Kedushas Yerushalayim that we find in Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis, a list of 10 things, which we'll get to in a few moments. And the other connection to Parshas Bechukosai is the Pasuk Vashimosi is Mikdash Shechem, which has to do with the Kedushas HaMikdash Bizmanazeh, as reference to the Rambam that we'll see in a moment. Mishnah is in the beginning of Maseches Kelim, tell us about the 10 levels of Kedusha. If you look towards the end of the packet, beginning with Mishnah Vav, Eser Kedusha saying, Eretz Yisrael Megadesh es Mikol HaRasa, Eretz Yisrael is the most sanctified land relative to the rest of the world. Amahi Kedushasa Shemaviyam Iben HaOmer Bikurim Shnei Lechem Shemaviyam Mikol HaRasa. Then Ayaris Mekafas Choma Megadesh es Mimena. And then Mishnah Ches Lifnim and Acham and Mekudesh Beyam. So first you have Eretz Yisrael, then you have any Ir Mekavas Choma, then you have Yerushalayim, which is more Mekudesh than your standard Ir Mekavas Choma. Sheochlim Sham Kashim Kalim Ma'is Hasheni, then Harbayis, and then all the way to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Shechter always points out that the point of these Eser Kedushas is these are 10 levels of Kedushas HaMikdash. He always quotes from the Rav. The Rav explained, and Rav Nachman Zemba along similar lines, that the strong raya for that is the fact that the Mishnah's example of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Bikurim Mishnei Lechem. There are many mitzvahs Tluyas Ba'aretz that are unique to Eretz Yisrael. So why does the Mishnah single out Omer Bikurim Mishnei Lechem? Because these have to do with Karbanos that are born in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's an indication that all these levels of Kedusha are manifestations of Kedushas HaMikdash. So all of Eretz Yisrael has a certain element of Kedushas HaMikdash. Yerushalayim itself has a certain level of Kedushas HaMikdash, and then obviously Har Bayis and further in the Yasara, etc. So the Kedusha of Yerushalayim on some level is a reflection of Kedushas HaMikdash. What is Kedushas Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh? So we've discussed previously the status of Kedushas HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh, which is Machlokas Rambam Ravid, relevant to Makrivan Afa Pishen Bayis. Can you bring Karbanos in theory Bizman Hazeh? Is there a Chi of Karis for going into the Makam HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh, as we've discussed? In the same breath, when the Rambam says Kishe L'Shaita Kishe L'Asalava, the Rambam says that's true for Yerushalayim as well. That's Hilchas Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, beginning with Halacha Yudalit. But we'll just read from Halacha Tezayin. So why is it that we say that both when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, Kishe L'Shaita Kishe L'Asalava, B'Kedushas Sharetz Yisrael Inyan Shvi'is Ma'isos Chayotzi Ben Lo Kishe L'Asalava, Lefi Shekedushas HaMikdash Yerushalayim in the Yashchina. The basis of Kedushas Mikdash and Yerushalayim is the Shechina, V'Shechina Eina B'Teila. For a Omer, our Sedra, V'Hashimosi Es Mikdash Shechem. Even though they're desolate, there still is the initial Kedusha, as opposed to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, where Kishe L'Shaita below Kishe L'Asalava, and the Ravid famously argues, on both points he assumes that the initial Kedusha no longer exists, neither for the Mikdash, nor for Yerushalayim. So we understand what it means to have kedushas hamikdash b'svanazeh. We understand that on a theoretical level, makriv afa pishein bias. We understand that there is a chiyuv karis if you go into the makam hamikdash. But what does it mean that there's kedushas yushalayim b'svanazeh? How does that manifest itself? So there is a din in Shulchan Aruch in Evin Ezer, based on the Mishnah, the end of Meseches Ksuvos. So you have that here on the third page of the Mar Mekomos, or the fourth page. Evin Ezer Simin Ayin Hay. Sif Dalit. So Mechaber writes, Amar Ha'ish Lalos Eis Yisrael V'hi Eina Rosa. So if a husband wants to make Aliyah, and the wife does not want to go along, Teitzei V'lo Ksuba. So he has a right to divorce her, and she forfeits her right to the Ksuba. So let's skip the Rama, and then jump to the next page where the Mechaber continues. V'hu Adin L'chamoka Me'eris Yisrael Yushalayim. So that then also applies, the din of Malin applies to Yerushalayim as well. Then not only if a husband wants to make Aliyah from Chutz La'aretz, does he have the right to force his wife along, or she forfeits her ksuba. That's even true if you want to move from Petach Tikva to Yerushalayim. Shakol Malin, there is Yisrael, v'ein ha'kol metziyim misham, ha'kol Malin, Yerushalayim, v'ein ha'kol metziyim misham. That's the mission, the end of ksuba, is that if one spouse wants to move to Yerushalayim from somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael, the other spouse doesn't want to go along, then that spouse has the upper hand. So how is that? Is that relevant? How is that relevant? And why is that relevant? Bizman hazeh. So there's a tshuva of the Tashbetz. Fascinating tshuva of the Tashbetz. Tashbetz, chela gimel simen resh, and then chela gimel simen resh aleph. Chela gimel simen resh, the Tashbetz makes the following observation. He thinks that there are two elements of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There is the generic Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is a function of the Shechina, which he calls Kedushas Shechina. And then there's another level of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which he calls Kedushas Mitzvahs. The fact that there are more mitzvahs to perform in Eretz Yisrael gives it a higher level of Kedusha. So there's the Etzem Kedusha because it's a sanctified place, and there's Kedusha because it's a place where you have the potential of performing more mitzvahs than elsewhere. So he thinks that this din of Malin, that you can force the other spouse to move to Eretz Yisrael, is a function of the second element of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Kedushas HaMitzvahs. The reason is not because it's a holy land in a vacuum. It's not because there is some abstract Kedusha as a function of the Shechina. It's because it's a practical thing that you have the opportunity to perform more mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz La'aretz. That's Simen Reish. And then he writes in Simen Reish Aleph, that should also explain why it is that you're allowed to force the other spouse to move from somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim also has a higher level, a higher potential of mitzvah performance. So even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's still what he calls Kedushas Mitzvos, which are relevant to Eretz Yisrael. So what are these Kedushas relevant to Yerushalayim? What are these Kedushas Mitzvos in Yerushalayim? What mitzvahs can you perform in Yerushalayim that you can't perform elsewhere, even in Eretz Yisrael? So he says, that's the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis. Gemara in Bava Kama Pei Beis has the following.
By the way, if you take Rashi, in other words, we're showing literally, not just more mitzvahs, it's any mitzvahs, right?
Right, okay.
Right?
Yes. The Tashbetz doesn't seem to be working with that, but yeah, correct, if you put the two together. So the Gemara tells us in Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, a few lines down with the two dots, Asari Devar Nemru B'Yushalayim. There are 10 halachas that were stated about Yushalayim. Eina Bayis Cholipa, Veina Mavia Eglarufa, Veina Nases Ir Nidacha. So there's certain restrictions about Tsaras and about Eglarufa, Ir Nidachas. Veina Matam Vinagayim, Eina Sim Bazizim Kuzestros, Eina Sim Ba Ashposos, Eina Sim Bakishonos, Eina Sim Bagagas Pardesim, Eina Magalab and Tarnagolim, Eina Lina Ba Nasames, Eina Bayis Cholipa. So there are 10 halachas that the Gemara here presents as being unique to Yerushalayim. Among the Mefarshim, some understand some of these are a function of a heightened level of Tara or staying away from Tumah. Some of them may have to do with the Kedusha through Yerushalayim Be'etzem, but there are these various halachas that are relevant to Yerushalayim. Then you have the Gemara in the end of Megillah, the din of Ein Maskir and Batim Yerushalayim, not allowed to rent out houses in Yerushalayim, which is a function of Yerushalayim L'Nishkak L'Shvatim. So you have these halachas that are unique to Yerushalayim. So the Tashbeis thinks that these halachas are still relevant Mizman Hazeh. We'll see that's a machlokas. These halachas are relevant Mizman Hazeh. So we talk about the Kedushas Mitzvahs of Yerushalayim, we're talking about these halachas in Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Beis. So he writes the following fascinating line. You have this on the first page of the Marmar Kamos. So after he establishes that these halachas are relevant even Bizman Hazeh, he writes, V'yesh smach v'raya she'kedushas hamikdash va'ir hi kayemes, and there's a raya, smach, a indication of the fact that there still is kedushas Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh. So practice was, the Tashbeis writes, that people would still make aliyah l'regel from Egypt and other nearby lands. And then he writes, that even now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's still some remnant of the Nisim that used to exist in Yerushalayim. Shelo amar adam l'chaveir sarli hamakom, that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, people stood in the Azara, people in Yerushalayim, so no one would say there isn't enough space. Ki b'Beis HaKnesses sh'Yerushalayim heim tzrichim l'anshei hamakom kol hashana u'mismaleis pe'al peh b'eis hiskabeis sh'am b'chag ha'shvuas ha'chogim yoser migimel meyos ish kulam heim nechnasim sh'am v'yoshvim rivachim. So he writes that a lot of people would come visit Yerushalayim on Shavuos. They'd have more than 300 people in Shul, and everyone had room. So that's a sign that there's still Kedushas Yerushalayim. We still have the Nisim of old. V'zeh Simen Gula Shlishis. This is a sure sign that we're on the road towards the final Gula Shlema, because 300 people can fit in the same Shul and not be crowded. Okay, but he assumes that Kedushas Yerushalayim exists Bisman Hazeh, Kedushas HaMitzvahs of Yerushalayim exist, and these mitzvahs, Bava Kamma Pei Beis, are still Noheg. Parenthetically, what he says about Alila Ragla Bisman Hazeh, Rav Avadya has some more Marmar Kamos on this, Yechavadas Chelik Aleph Simen Kaveh. Yechavadas was Rav Avadya's radio shirim that they were then printed in a volume. It's not like the Yabi Omer, it's more, it's less intense. But he has a couple of Marmar Kamos there, and Rishonim that seem to also indicate there is some Ke'ein Aliyah regular people would have the practice of going to Yerushalayim on the Regalim. He quotes from the Sefer Chasidim that Rav Haigon would go from Bavel to Yerushalayim every Sukkot, and that he would do a kafis around Har HaZeisim 7 times on Hashanah Rabbah. That was some form of Aliyah regular Bizman Zabi. That doesn't make. That's the touch base. There's a Sefer Har HaKodesh about Hilchos Yerushalayim and Kedushas HaMikdash. It's quoted in the Otzer HaPoskim and that didn't have an answer, but I looked at it inside. Sefer Har HaKodesh, page Kuf Kav Vav. So he points out that Tashbeis seems a little bit difficult at first glance, because what's he saying? That the Kiyum of Kedushas HaMitzvos is these things in Bava Kamma Pei Beis. These things are all Los Haseis. Right, you're not allowed to leave over a mace in Yerushalayim. Parenthetically, the Rishonim discuss what does that mean. Isn't there an Isser Halanas a mace for everyone? What's the unique about Yerushalayim? Shita Gebetz's quotes there that even Lechvoda was Asir in Yerushalayim as opposed to in other places. There's a long Kleichemda, not long, but the Kleichemda, this week's Seder, that has a whole back and forth about this, but be that as it may. So these are all Los Haseis. So what's the Kiyum Mitzvah in not having a Nirni Dachas, in not being Mal and a Mace? So he says the Tashbeis has to be saying that if you're in a situation in which you have the opportunity to potentially be Mal and a Mace, and you're not, so then that's a key of the mitzvah of not being Mal and a Mace. So that's considered as if you are Mekayim a mitzvah.
Also, the Rambam in the period of Rishnais and Sukkah about the Lulav, right?
Yeah.
It's also that the Yerushalayim is a din that's Lepnei Hashem.
Right. Good. Okay, and then the Yotar Posen quotes from the Pasa Shulchan, the Talmud of the Gra, different shot, that he thinks the din of Malin mi Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim is not a function of the Tashbeitzis Kedushas HaMitzvos, it's a function of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and Yishuv Yerushalayim, that the reason you have the right to demand to move to Eretz Yisrael is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and then above Yishuv Eretz Yisrael there's an Indian of Yishuv Yerushalayim, of settling Yerushalayim, so if you live in Yerushalayim, there's some kind of a kiyum of settling Yerushalayim. So he says, even according to the Ravid, that Lokesh Shalasa Lavu, even according to the Ravid, that there's no Kedushas Yerushalayim Bizman is there, but there still may be an element of Yishuv Yerushalayim, of enhancing Yerushalayim by living there, by settling it, so maybe even the Ravid could agree. That's why the Ravid is not Masig on this din of Hakol Malin. The Ravid Hilchasishas doesn't say anything on the Rambam's citation, the Mishnah and the Ksubas of a Kol Malin, the Yisrael Kol Malin Yerushalayim, even though there's no Kedushas Yerushalayim, so it must be because it's not a function of Kedushas Yerushalayim. And the Tashbeit may have to say that Hagufa might be the Machlokas, the Ravid, and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's a function of Kedushas HaMitzvah, so maybe according to the Ravid, it's a function of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so however you navigate that. So there is such a din of Malin Yerushalayim. How often does this come up? So there's one psak din in Piskei Din of Aniyim Chelek Yudalid where this did come up, where there was a husband, they were living in Givatayim, and there were some health issues, and he wanted to move to Yerushalayim because it was better for his asthma, and she wanted to stay in Givatayim because her parents were there, and this came to Beis Din, so, yeah.
But that's not moving to Yerushalayim because he wants more Kedusha, or more mitzvahs. He's doing it because it happens to be the location of a hospital.
Or better. It's a good hara. I'm not sure that it should. I mean, bottom line, even if mitoch shelo l'shavah b'l'shavah, even if he has different motives, but the whatever the kiyum is, there's still that kiyum in Yerushalayim. That didn't seem to be discussed in the psak there. But what he does discuss is this din. So there's a din of Hakol Malin. Where does that apply? That apply to the Ir Atika? Does that apply to Ir David? Does that apply to modern Yerushalayim outside of the Chamot? So he assumes that at the very least there's no raya to say that it applies outside of what we'll call biblical Yerushalayim. Presumably this is Kedushas Yerushalayim is limited to the Yerushalayim that we know to be halachically Yerushalayim, and the new neighbors don't have Kedushas Yerushalayim. That potentially is relevant to the halacha of a maskirin batim Yerushalayim as well. So we don't really have time to go into that now, but how lemaisa is that? Rav Zilberstein has a piece in Kol HaTorah, I think it was volume Mem Zayin, I might be wrong. The maskirin batim Yerushalayim is ma'azah, where the story was that Reuven was looking for accommodations in Yerushalayim, in the old city, and he rented a place to sleep over, and then when he was done, he didn't want to pay the rent because he claimed the din is a maskirin batim Yerushalayim, so he didn't have to pay. So Rav Zilberstein actually points out there are, so number one, it could be that's only a din. Rabbi Reis has a forthcoming article on this topic, which will be printed in the next Shari Mishpat. But so he points out, it does seem like this is a function of Aliyah L'Regel. That din is connected to Aliyah L'Regel. So if you're going for Aliyah L'Regel, then you can't charge rent. And if you're going to come out at a loss, then also you're allowed to charge rent. But let's say you never bought the property to begin with. You got it from the Arabs after the Six-Day War, and you never paid for it, or you got a Birusha. So you didn't lay out any money for it. So then, not so pasha that you can charge rent. Okay, that's be that as it may, it's relevant there also. What is considered Yerushalayim Lagabe, the lachas of Kedushas Yerushalayim? The Otzer Poskim quotes from the Mechaber, the Sefer Har HaKodesh, that maybe she be toloi on what's the reason for this din of Hakol Malin. If it's like the Tashbeis, that it's a function of Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas HaMitzvos, so Kedushas HaMitzvos are only relevant to the halachic Yerushalayim, the biblical Yerushalayim. If it's a function of Yishuv Yerushalayim, so then maybe Yishuv Yerushalayim applies even outside of the Chamon. Maybe that applies in the area that's samach to Yerushalayim, that we call Yerushalayim, it's next to Yerushalayim, so that also builds up Yerushalayim by settling the surrounding area. So he thinks that might be tali on this issue. The Tashbeis' assumption that these halachos in Bava Kama Pei Beis apply b'smanazeh is not itself muskam. The Mari Korkus and that halach in the Rambam Perik Zayin based on the Chira Lachi Adalid has a back and forth about this, and he assumes that it's not at all pasha that these halachos should be relevant b'smanazeh. And this is Shuvas Radvaz that discusses that as well. Shuvas Radvaz is Chelek Beis Simin Tav Reish Lamed Gimel. So he points out, the Kaftar Perich already talks about this. Kaftar Perich was the Rishon who wrote about Mrs. Tullius Baretz. So the Kaftar Perich already pointed out that apparently people weren't so nizer about these halachas in Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis. Why is that so? Don't we assume that Kishel Hashaita Kishel Asalava? We assume, like the Rambam, that there is Kedushas Yerushalayim is Manaseh, so these halachas should be relevant. So he says maybe that din of Kishel Hashaita Kishel Asalava is only relevant for Dinam Daraisa, but not for Dinam Darabanan. So maybe the dinam derabbanan, the xeris derabbanan, don't apply bismanazah, even if there is still kedushas Yerushalayim. Or at the very least, the way he presents it is that it should be a function of the tam hadin. So in general, when you have derabbanan, so we assume if there's xeris, even if the tam hadin no longer applies, xeris is still relevant. But when it comes to these things of kedushas Yerushalayim, because as it is kishel hashaita kishel haslava may be limited. So if the tam xeris doesn't apply, he thinks you could be maker. At least that's the justification for the practice of being mekel. So, for example, he thinks that the din of ein malina nesames is a function of tuma, meaning we want to minimize to the extent possible the possibility of contracting tumas meis in Yerushalayim, because it's a beis hamikdash, because everyone has to be as tahor as possible to do the avoda. So that's relevant when there's a beis hamikdash. But minus when there's no beis hamikdash, so you don't have the same communal interest in minimizing tumas meis in Yerushalayim, and therefore maybe that din, again, whatever the application of eimalinan is, it means even lechvodo, so that din of eimalinan as a meis in Yerushalayim may not apply Bisman Hazeh, because we're not as concerned about Kedusha.
I thought the majority of the Chavik Kedushas in Yerushalayim do not allow a mace meaning to wait for the next day to undergo a kibbutz, regardless if it's halach Yerushalayim or not Yerushalayim. If somebody's in Difter or in Paris and Shari Tzedek, it's not in the old city.
Right.
So, but they know him that day, that night.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, that's what we're pointing out. That's the machlok is the Tashbeitz and the Radvaz. Tashbeitz assumes that halacha is relevant with Manazeh. The Radvaz argues. So I think you're correct that there is more of a zrizos to be careful about this din. That's based on the Tashbeitz. Good, Chaim. Then he writes that maybe that's also true for the din of Schiris Batim Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. That din, that you're not allowed to be Maskir Batim Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim learns Chalkul Shvatim, so the Tosefta connects that to Aliyah LeRegel and the fact that the people would be able to be paid with the Oros HaKadshim, and that doesn't apply to Zmanazah, so maybe that's why it's not relevant. I guess we're about to run out of time. Rav Shachter develops the idea that within Kedushas Yerushalayim there is another element as well. He has a piece in Bichlei Yisrael about this, that in addition to the regular, what we'll call the generic Kedushas Yerushalayim as an extension of the Makam HaMikdash, there's also Kedushas Yerushalayim as the capital of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, Kiryas Melech Rav, the title of the piece. So that's how he explains the Gemara in Zvachim, that Shmuel and David HaMelech are trying to figure out where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be. Wasn't that pashut from other halachas already in place? So he says, no, the fact that Beis HaMikdash is going to be Yerushalayim, because we already knew that Yerushalayim learned Chalkul HaShvatim, that's true. The fact that Yerushalayim is going to be the capital of Eretz Yisrael, that was yet to be determined. So there are other halachas that are a function of Yerushalayim as the capital. Rav Shachter points out that could be that the status of Yerushalayim as capital, maybe that's only relevant if you have Malchus Beis Ovid. So he says maybe there's justification for the fact that the American government doesn't recognize Yerushalayim as the capital of the state of Israel because there's no Malchus Beis Ovid. So the notion of Yerushalayim as the capital is only relevant if you have Malchus Beis Ovid and not if you have some other Malchus. So maybe America is justified in not moving the embassy. But then he points out, maybe not, because if it's a democracy, there's no malchus at all. Maybe you can't have a malchus other than malchus based David using Yerushalayim as the capital. But if it's a democracy, so then that's not a malchus at all, and there'd be no problem recognizing Yerushalayim as the capital. That's probably what's going on in the White House now, that shekel as to how to view Yerushalayim. But we should be zochet to see Yerushalayim v'binyana of b'mehera b'yameinu.